The photograph of Marvin Gaye was done for People magazine, and it was shot about a year or so before he died. Marvin had just released a record called Midnight Love and was doing a very little bit of press. And I believe this was the last major photo session that he did in his life. I went to photograph him at his father's house, which is unfortunately where he was killed a year later. And I walked in, and he was very, very nice, almost overly nice, and thrilled to be interviewed and have his photo taken. And it was funny because his clothes seemed a bit large on him, and he seemed awfully skinny, and he wouldn't start the photo session until we found a joint for him. And he was convinced that there was at least half a joint somewhere in the apartment. And I helped him look all over the apartment and underneath the couch and lifting up pillows and everything. And we never found one. I'm not so sure that there was one there, but he thought there was one there. So we looked for about a half an hour and never found anything. So we went ahead with the photo shoot. And not only did People magazine run them, but when he died, Rolling Stone used an outtake from the photo shoot as their obituary cover of him.